feeding it paper and just clipping paper off. And I got my one of my index fingers on my left hand too close, and I clipped my finger off. And that was on Friday before Easter on Sunday. And I had on my new Easter dress, and I just ruined it, and I just cried because I had got my dress all bloody rather than losing my finger. And it was just a few weeks after that I had to go to Atlanta and have my tonsils and adenoids out. Of course, I still had my finger all tied up, so I thought I was a really unfortunate little girl.
How did you make the trip from Cornelia to Atlanta?
Oh, we had to go by train in those days. We had no other way of going, and the roads from here to Atlanta were just a narrow dirt road, and we'd have to cross back and forth across the railroad tracks about 20 or 30 times between here and Atlanta, Georgia, a distance of about 80 miles.
Was there anything else that you did as a family in your home that you think might be different, or ideas that your parents had about things?
Well, my mother and daddy always took us to Sunday school and church, and I always belonged to a little group of young people, and we would have socials, and they always wanted to come to my house to have the social because always had such a good time, and my mother was a real good cook, and she always fed them a lot of good cookies and punch. And to this day, people will tell me, says, I never will forget your mother and the good times we had at your house. And of course, I being the oldest one, I had to babysit a lot. And my mother was president of the Missionary Society of the church, and so she would leave me with the children. And of course, the younger ones would aggravate me, and I would get a little mad with them, and I'd chase them around the house with a broom.
Did that help?
Well, no, they enjoyed it. They'd aggravate me more just to get me to chase them.
So you didn't solve your problem with the broom?
Not much.
Well, you said your dad was real conscious of health and being sure that you had the right foods and clean foods. And was there anything else that he really felt was a healthy thing to do?
Yes, we had a two-story house, and on the second story we had a porch over the back porch downstairs, and it wasn't enclosed, but there were two or three beds out there. And several of us children would sleep out on this porch in the open. And in the wintertime, it was so cold, we just had to cover over head and all, just leave a little space for our nose. And we would heat bricks on the hearth and the ashes downstairs and wrap them up in paper and then in a piece of cloth and carry them upstairs and put them in the bed with us to keep us warm. And a lot of times, in one time when it would snow, blowing snow would blow in on the foot of our bed. But we didn't get cold.
Stayed warm.
Yes.
Since you had no, of course, electricity, how did you heat this big two-story house?
Oh, we just had fireplaces.
And they were only downstairs?
Yes, we didn't have any heat upstairs.
And was there no plumbing at all?
No, we had a little outhouse. And I was a pretty good-sized girl before anybody in Cornelia had plumbing.
What did you do about bathing?
Well, we would had a well, and we would draw water out of the well and put it in the tub, a big zinc tub, and sit it on the cook stove after supper on Saturday night.